is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to an emergency edition of the Hoop Heads podcast.
We almost didn't have to do this, Mike.
Because it didn't look good through three quarters.
3 points in three quarters. It was like, that was in the first half. He had three. He had 3 points at halftime, two in the third quarter, and then just was like a barrage in the fourth quarter there.
Well, the first four-minute stint that he was in, David Griffin said he was going to play in bursts, and he wasn't kidding. That first 4 minutes was pretty uneventful considering what we thought we might see. He did make one nice pass there in the first half, and then it seemed like there wasn't going to be much reason, as you said, for us to jump on, and then just an unbelievable explosion.
I think it was like 2 minutes and 37 seconds or something. He scored 15 points in 3 minutes and 17 seconds. He scored 17 points. So he scored all 17 points in the fourth quarter in like a 3.5 minute stretch. Just crazy.
And to think back to our podcast last night, zero dunks today, but he did end up with 22 points, four threes in a row on four consecutive possessions. And I will say that he did some other nice things too. Like, you can see that he's a good passer. You can see his feel for the game. He's got really good hands. They're just, when you start looking at the fact that he did what he did tonight, I don't think there's any doubt that if this guy stays healthy, that he's going to be one of the best players in the league very, very quickly, because he can do so many things. And his physical nature, his physical size combined with the skill that he has, I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to be one of the best players in the league very, very quickly.
I mean, just watching right now, I've got Scott Van Pelt on just so I could see highlights and stuff, but just seeing him get the rebounds and then
how he immediately just bowls people over.
Yeah, he's very, very LeBron-esque, you know, like just bowling people over, getting the rebound, turning it into a fast break, making a nice outlet pass that leads to a score, getting an assist on it. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I guarantee you Greg Popovich is probably going to yell at his players. He is going to scream at his players. They let him have four straight uncontested threes. And this wasn't like Kobe Bryant's last game when the team was letting him shoot the shots. I know that was not the game plan, and I can tell you right now, I would not want to be on the San Antonio Spurs, because I know they won that game, and Pop will be happy that they won the game, but he will not be happy about their defensive effort on him on four straight possessions that he has uncontested three-pointers. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I would agree to a certain extent, but I don't know. You're going to have to give up something to him, and you're going to give up threes, I think, if you're going to choose, as opposed to him going to the basket. A couple of those plays where he posted up and then missed – you know, he missed a shot and then immediately pogo stick back up to get the rebound and follow it up and get a putback. He's just so quick and he's just so big. I don't know. Again, once he figures it out and really gets a feel for the NBA game, I mean, the sky's the limit for the guy, because I just think he has a great feel for the game. And there's not many guys who have that type of debut, especially with the amount of hype that has, you know, that has been played on Zion over the last couple of days and over the course of the time since, you know, he got drafted. I think we're headed for a guy who's going to be, you know, who's going to be must-see TV for the rest of the season. And to me, it still comes down to just can he stay healthy? And if he stays healthy, he's going to be a top 10 player in the league very, very quickly.
All right, so here's a question, Mike. So Zion scored 22 points. How many points did LeBron score in his debut?
Well, LeBron was in Sacramento. I think he scored, I want to say he scored 25, I want to say.
Wow, look at you.
Is that right?
You are right, man. You're
okay.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm a semi-LeBron historian. Now, I don't remember what Michael had in his first game, so.
I'm trying to find that out right now. It's not as easily found, which is bizarre. Oh, okay. 16 points.
Okay. All right.
On 5 of 16 shooting with 7 assists and 6 rebounds and one spectacular block in a 109-93 win over the Washington Bullets.
All right, there you go. The no longer in existence Washington Bullets. Well,
almost Bullets.
Let's put it this way. I think one of the things that stands out to me about Zion's debut tonight, and it kind of goes to the entire, you know, you think about a rookie class or you think about an individual player, and, you know, do guys develop into – can guys develop and get better and become good players over the course of their career? Sure. Are guys better when they're in their third or fourth year in the league than they are when they're rookies? Sure. But I think if you go back through history and you look at the guys who are the transcendent guys, the guys who are the best guys, those guys in their debuts end up playing pretty darn well and putting up some pretty good statistics. And I think that would be proven out across the board. I don't have those records in front of me, but I would be stunned if you know, we went back and we said, you know, we looked at our top 15, you know, our top three all NBA teams on the podcast that we did back a couple months ago, that every guy on that team didn't have a debut that was statistically impressive. And I think that what Zion did tonight just puts him in a class of players that we all kind of expected that he would get to. And he's just an unbelievable physical specimen at his size and with his explosiveness. And then you combine that with clearly the feel that he has for the game. I just think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I definitely think he has a chance to be a pretty darn good player. If not, I'm not going to say a great player, all-time great yet. I think that would be hot take express. I mean, does he have the potential? For sure. I definitely think it, but I think the big question that we will always have with him is how healthy is he going to be? And that will ultimately decide his fate and his legacy as an NBA player. I truly believe that it's truly going to be on how healthy can he be. Can he stay healthy? Because if he can stay healthy, I think that he has the chance to be great.
All right, so what does this do to the Pelicans moving forward in terms of their ability to make the playoffs? I mean, this is a big loss tonight.
Yeah, well, because they're right behind San Antonio. It's definitely a big loss. I think does it increase their chances? Obviously, I think so. I mean, anytime you add a great player to the mix, I think it increases their chances. Do I think it's likely that they can climb out of the hole? I don't know. I think there's too many. Like, I know we kind of trashed. We've really not really talked to San Antonio much, but I think San Antonio still has the pedigree with Pop that they're going to be there in the end. I think as much as Portland's kind of been kind of just playing not so great basketball, I think if they get Nurkic back, they're going to be there in the end. Ja Morant and the Grizzlies have proven that they're going to kind of hang around and be there in the end so far. Now, obviously, they're a young team, so that could change. I don't know. I think it's too far of a hole for them to climb out of. And I probably forgot one team. Oh, well, Phoenix. I think that they will pass Phoenix. I don't have the faith in Phoenix that Bill Simmons has, that Devin Booker is going to go crazy, because I don't necessarily know that that's the case. But I think they are too far out at this point. Would I completely rule it out? No, but I definitely think there's less likely of a chance that they're going to pull out of it. So I think they're going to end up with you know, not as high a draft pick or not as high of rating, and I don't think they can get in the eighth spot.
I don't know, man. After seeing tonight, I think he fits in pretty well. Like, it didn't seem like there was any real struggle to figure out what he was going to do or where he was going to be. And yeah, I know they lost to the Spurs tonight, but I think if you're in New Orleans, you have to feel encouraged that, hey, this guy's going to be really good, and I think he's going to make them better. Now, can they get all the way up there and get that eighth playoff spot? I don't know. Clearly, San Antonio and Portland both have more experienced players. They've both been in the playoffs and gone on deep playoff runs far more recently than the New Orleans franchise has. But he looked really good tonight. I don't think there was a lot of friction in their offense as a result of trying to figure out where he was going to play and how he was going to play. And I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm willing to go 100% and say, hey, they're going to, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. But after what I saw tonight, I will not be at all surprised if that's what happens.
My favorite tweet I've seen so far, Josh Eberle, who is a he writes for Hoop Mag. He wrote, took Zion 86 seconds to double Ben Simmons in career threes.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. And to that point, Zion's, if you think about what people consider to be his weakness, his jumper is what people have said all along that he's going to have to get better at. He's going to have to improve it. And as you said, I'm not sure that there was those were super contested, but nonetheless, he made four in a row on four straight possessions. So there's got to be something there.
Do you know how many, what the most points LeBron had in his rookie season? Do you remember the game?
I have no idea.
He had 41 against the Nets.
Okay.
And I feel like it was either the second or the third quarter that he scored like 22 points in it as a rookie. And like, I just think, can Zion get to 30 points this season? I think so. Can he get to 40? Maybe. Be interesting to see. Now, I don't know I think LeBron didn't have a cast of characters that Zion has where I don't necessarily know that Zion needs to score 40 points because he's got Ingram and
Holiday. He scored, how many minutes did he play tonight? 20?
19, I think.
Okay, so he scored 22 points.
4 and 7, I think.
So he scored 22 points in 19 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little bit exaggerated because he had all those points in like a
strap. Right, I understand, but there's still the possibility that I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a 40-point game this year. I would not be surprised at all.
I'm going to put his high total at like 34.
All right. The most disappointing part tonight was zero dunks. So we both lost the over on that one.
Yeah, well, I lost the points one for sure because I said 13 points.
Yeah,
I was looking real good. I thought
you were looking solid. You were looking solid for a while.
Hey, I got the rebounds right though, as I said before. So I felt good about that one.
There you go. That's it.
All right.
Anything else on Zion? It was a lot of fun to watch that go down. When he started banging home those threes, it almost felt like, oh man, here he comes. And
then he gets pulled out of the game.
Right. Which was disappointing, but also it's a long term play.
I know.
I understand. We don't really need the guy to go down in his first game and not be seen again for another 25 or 30 games. So
well, I'm okay with it. I know it's sidetracked here. LeBron, they're showing the highlights of LeBron's Knicks game right now. LeBron's most wins in a away venue is in MSG. He's won 20 games there now. That's a pretty cool, interesting fact.
Well, in a couple of years, he's going to sign with the Knicks, and then everybody will be he'll be able to play in the Garden all the time.
He's never going to Dolan. He's never going to Dolan.
Come on. He's going to be the king of New York at some point.
Yeah. All right.
When he's 47.
Well, maybe he'll join the Nets, and they could be Kyrie, Durant, and LeBron.
Maybe he'll change his name to Irving. What do you think?
And then the Nets could win a championship.
With Irving.
And then they could this is the first time they've ever had two Irvings on the championship team.
And he could spell Irving correctly, too.
Yeah. All right. I think we're off the rails now.
It's whatever, 12:17 a.m., and we're on our third podcast of the night. So that's the way it goes. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out the Zion's debut pod. And we'll be back soon. Actually, we'll be back tomorrow with Alan Stein for our 250th episode.
Since this is episode 249.5.
Yeah, this one had to be 249.5 so that we could continue to have Alan be number 250. So check that one out late Thursday night, Friday morning. And thanks for listening. We'll catch you on episode 250. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast presented by Head Start Basketball.